extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
Fifi, Feb and Byron for breakfast. Oh, this is a treat, isn't it, Fifi?
Well, this is big news for Carlton members. Carlton are going to display a member's name on the back of its jumper for 3 matches this season. How good is this?
It's great.
They've turned it's a much-needed sponsorship dollars, obviously, that they're after. So I guess the suggestion is if you can afford to pay for it, you can have your name on one of the players' jumpers.
Yes. What an initiative.
And I thought, Boxy, that I'd give Carlton Football Club a call and see if I can get my name on the back of a Guernsey.
Hi, and thank you for calling the Carlton Football Club. Please listen carefully to the following prompts. If you are calling to speak with the Carlton membership team, please press 1.
Nope.
For all merchandise inquiries, please press 2. Nope. For all corporate hospitality and club event bookings, please press 3. Alternatively, to be put through to the Carlton Football Club reception,
please press
4.
4.
Good morning, Carlton membership.
G'day, I'm just ringing up inquiring about the proposal of names on the back of the jumper. Who will I speak to about that?
Yep, so I can certainly help with that. What were you looking to find out?
How much does it cost, and do you just get your last name put on the back of a jumper, or?
Yeah, so it's more a competition, so we're not sort of selling the benefit. It's more a competition. So in the lead up to our round 3 game against Essendon, it will be the first time doing it. That week, Keith and I on our social channels and our website and whatnot. So essentially, are you a member of the club?
Yes. I'm actually a life member. Does that hold any credit?
I can look into it. That's a good question.
Because I'd like to pick a specific number. Do you get to choose your number?
I don't think so. I'd have to look into that, but I think it's just randomly selected and randomly allocated.
I'd love Fisher's number, 25. I'd love that number.
Yeah, okay. As I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's just a competition that Hyundai are facilitating, so I'm not sure we can reserve anything
Are you able to put my details down? Can I give you my details just in case?
I can certainly get your details. I can make a note that you inquire. What was your name, mate?
Brendan?
Yeah.
Favola? Fevola?
Yeah. No worries there. I'll make a note of it.
As I said, just on the back of 25, I just want Favola written on the back of it.
Okay, no worries, mate. I'll look into that.
Just to be good to get Favola back on the ground, you know, because dominate.
It'd be huge, mate.
Because I'm already on the locker, so I just want to get back on the jumper.
Yeah, fair play. I can look into that one for you, Feb. Yeah. And,
ask Teague. Teague might get me in there, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, cool.
All right.
Be great.
I'll look into it for you, and I'll certainly let you know.
Because I feel sorry for Fish, because he has to carry that number around all the time. His shoulders get a bit sore.
Yeah, fair play.
It's a big number.
Massive weight.
Yep.
Understandable, mate.
Yep.
I'll look at that one for you.
Thanks for your help, mate. Yeah, it'd be much appreciated.
No way. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, bro.
What happened?
They forget their stars pretty quick down at Carlton, don't they?
I can't believe that.
The Fox. Nice to put bums on seats.
101.9 The Fox.
Loving Master Chef. I tell you what, these cold nights, watching the guys in the kitchen, and one of our favourite new hosts who we haven't had on for a few weeks, Jock Zonfrillo. Welcome back to the show.
How are we?
Good.
Oh, we're great, Jock. How are you? How's filming going? How is everything?
Hey, listen, just before going any further, I don't want any swearing from you lot today. All right? Keep it clean. All right? Keep it clean.
Jock. Yeah, Jock, we've actually put you on an even longer delay, allowing for your foul mouth. So yes. No worries.
We've dined out on that, Jock.
Oh, God, we have.
We've played it to Andy when he came on. We've just been... we'll enjoy it again, but no, Jock, we do love we love you, and one thing that I definitely love now, you are mates with Jimmy Barnes. Watching you and Jimmy perform the other night, that was the highlight of my Insta feed. Can we play that?
Here we go.
I can't say I'm actually Hurst, no. That's where you are calling me from. But I can't sing. I just can't sing. I can't do it.
Well, let's play. This is a bit of this is unbelievable. So, Jock from MasterChef and Jimmy Barnes.
Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you've been calling me. Now I'm going home.
Ah, not bad, Jock.
It's a very, that song is, anyone who's Scottish knows that song, and it's a song that was written by Dougie McLean years ago because he was homesick. And I think every Scottish person sings that at some point during the week when they're homesick and they live away from home. And so I sing it all the time. And it's a song that I sing to Alfie before I put him to bed as well.
Oh, Jock. I mean, the other thing about that is you've ticked off one of my life goals because, Jock, I've been in the industry a while now and I want to be Jimmy Barnes' best friend. And how did you get yourself in that position where you're sitting in his lounge room singing with him? How did that happen?
We've been mates for a long time. He came to the restaurant one time and cause Scottish. We started chatting and we became mates and that was it. So
whack on a Scottish accent.
Give that a go,
Feve. Give it a go, yeah. Feve. Now, Jock, something that's not Scottish is toasties, and you just cooked toasties last night on MasterChef. You had three toasties to eat, you had dinners, you had desserts. You're all in good nick. How do you polish all that off? I'm a good eater and I don't know if I could do that.
So this is the most asked question of me is like, what's going on with you? You weigh 70 kilos and you eat everything on the plate while everyone else only eats a mouthful. I'm not sure is the answer. It may be tapeworms. It may be just a really irregular metabolism. I'm not sure, but I have an ability to eat a lot of food and I don't know where it goes. Hollow legs.
Mate, I look at food and I put on a couple of kegs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, no, hang on. Jock, can I just expose Feve? You say that. Then last night he was asleep. At 9 a.m. he got up to take his daughter out, stopped at the servo, got himself Doritos, and what did you get?
Block of chocolate.
Block of chocolate, and ate that as he's gone back to bed. Might have a bit more to do with the excess
weight.
Yeah,
there's bigger issues there, Jock. That was a 9 p.m. run that Feve did. Hey, just quickly, Jock, and there's so many new fans that are loving all three of you judges, and I'm watching it religiously. Do you enjoy sort of trolling the contestants and sort of really getting up in their face? I've noticed when they're under like the most possible pressure, here's one from last night with Khan. It's like when they're under the most possible pressure, that's when you decide to just check how they're going, almost as if to annoy them. Is that a deliberate strategy?
Listen, the edit has a lot to do with that, I'm sure. But for me, of course, I want to be there generally to mentor them through a period where the wheels are going to fall off. Do you know what I mean? I don't want the wheels to fall off.
You do a little bit.
Okay. Fee and Feve, you be the judge of this. Okay. Well, if you were Khan in this situation under an immense amount of pressure, would you appreciate this sort of contribution from Jock?
At what time are you going to stop putting that in the pan? Probably in the next 3 minutes. You know you've only got 14 minutes. Yes, Jock. Just checking. Just checking, because you're not in the lead yet.
No.
So this is your big chance. Yeah. 1 point down. Come on, mate. Chop, chop.
I'd be pissed off, Jock. I'm nearly finished.
Chop, chop. Yeah. So less chit-chat, more chop, chop. I mean, that's all right.
Good on you, Jock. Well, we'll be watching. There's an Aussie theme. You're doing something with pies, I believe, this Sunday night, so that'll be well worth watching. 7:30 on 10.
Pine sauce. Yeah. Go on, give us real quick, what's your favourite pie and which sauce? Brown or red?
Red.
Beef burgundy and definitely red sauce.
I like a steak mushroom pie with a bit of dead horse on top.
Oh, there you go. I find pies a bit carby. Do you do a frittata?
Oh, come on, mate. There's pies. We're doing pies.
Okay, pies. Great stuff.
Yeah, you make Jock swear at you, Byron.
Don't do that.
He hasn't sworn since last time he was on the show. Let's revisit it.
Stop looking at me that way because I know that it means that I haven't done enough. And I'm like, well, you know.
Oh, hang on. Good on you, mate.
We still enjoy it.
All right.
He didn't swear.
He's flat.
Fifi, Feve and Byron. You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Feve and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
In the current climate, you look for a bit of light relief in the news where you can get it, and it's not easy, I tell you. But yesterday, the PM, Scott Morrison, he was talking about his big home builder's grant, giving people $25,000 to do their renovations with very tight restrictions. But no, good on him. He sort of, I'll get out and about and I'll stand in front of someone's house. He was in the Queanbeyan growth suburb of Googong. And he was standing at the front, set up his
footy
little...
Queanbeyan.
There you go.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, he had his little impromptu press conference happening. They were just standing out the front of someone's house. The next minute, the guy has come out his front door. There he is, Prime Minister standing there on his front lawn. And he's he wasn't happy.
And the income limits we've put on...
Please. Come on. Hey, guys, I've just reseated that.
Yeah, please. All good. That's all good. Thanks.
Sorry, mate.
So it's the project.
Get off me bloody lawn.
But and you know what, Fev? I get that. I thought he was quite calm. I mean, he did tell the Prime Minister off. I thought Scott Morrison handled it very well and understood. For anyone who has reseeded, and I only did this last year, my lawn was a mess. Anyway, I got new lawn. You get funny about your new lawn.
Did you reseed your lawn, did you?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I reseeded part of it, but then I had to actually get new lawn. Mine was beyond reseeding. Anyway, but I'm funny with the trampoline, with Trixie taking her bike out there. Whoa, 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 the lawn. That's a new lawn.
Ah, come on. She can't go out. What about Lizzie Rosie Box?
Well, that's it. Well... You know, luckily because she's a little cavoodle, she's not doing too much damage to it. But, I understand being protective of a new lawn.
I don't have a lawn.
But also, you've got a bit of grass, haven't you, out the back around the pool?
Yeah, it's fake.
Is that not real?
It's not, no. It's
looks
just
good
like,
on Insta.
Looks like,
well
you know,
done.
Like the tennis courts. It's like a, yeah.
Oh, right.
There's no mow on that lawn.
It's genius.
Well, see, when you've got your fresh new lawn that you've invested in, you do want to have a crack at somebody who's on it. And he's had a crack at the Prime Minister. Now, it was a very polite crack, but yelling at celebrities or powerful politicians can be fun and even more fun to brag about. So we're going to open the phone lines, 131060. Who did you yell out? Yell at. What celebrity did you have a crack at?
Boxy, you would have done a lot of interviews with celebrities. Have you ever got angry with any of them?
No, I'm not. And you would attest to this, Fev and Byron. I'm not a yeller.
No.
I'm not really a yeller. So, no, I don't really yell at my kids. I don't really yell. I'm not a yeller. I can show disappointment. I do that well. I've got a look.
You've got a look. You do have a look. I don't think I've ever yelled at anyone either.
No, you're not a yeller.
No, Brownlow Knight, I yelled at a few celebrities.
You kissed a few.
That wasn't fun.
There we go. Well, so maybe it is just this one guy, but the idea of telling off someone in a position of power or a big-name celebrity.
Told off umpires before.
I reckon, Byron, you're a yeller, though.
Don't yell at anyone.
Oh, you can raise your voice.
13. Well, actually, if you
she
guys...
given you the look?
Actually, if you guys are both celebrities, I've
she
definitely...
Given the, she given you the look?
Yelled at both of you, and yes, I did just get that look. 131060. Call us now if you've yelled at a celebrity.
1019 The Fox.
Yelling at celebrities or having a go at them can be fun because celebrities are often, you know, you think of them as high status and powerful, and they don't get more powerful than the Prime Minister of our country, Scott Morrison. And yesterday when he had his press conference about the home improvement grant, the $25,000, he stood outside someone's house and the guy had a crack, and he was very polite, at our Prime Minister.
Is this on the lawn there at the front?
And the income limits we've put on...
Please. Come on. Hey, guys, I've just reseated that.
Yeah, please, off the thing. All good? That's all good. Thanks.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate.
I actually loved ScoMo in that. He did. Oh, sorry, mate. He did sound very humble. Like he knew it.
He gave the look, though.
Don't mess with a man's lawn or a woman's lawn for that matter. I know what lawns. I've had my lawn redone. Stay away. Now we've got Dee in Moorabbin. Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good D. Who have you had the, I guess, the fun of yelling at?
That football guy. What's his name? Sammy Newman. Yeah, that football guy. I was teaching a bunch of little kids, probably about 8 or 10, sailing around outside on the little bay there. Had my little course set up. Kids were happily going around. And he comes out of the marina on his big 50-foot yachter. I was on a small little rubber ducky. And he goes straight through my sleep. Oh, I was not letting that happen with my whistle in my hand. I'm a little rubby duck. I went straight up to his boat. I told him off. I gave him a mouthful. I don't we had a few exchange. I don't think I realised who it actually was until I went up afterwards, but I wasn't deterred. I was
Did he apologise?
He would have given a crap.
Well, I think he was a bit surprised that a little rubber ducky came up to him as well as a female with a whistle on it, blowing the whistle. Get off my course.
I love that.
Afterwards.
I could just imagine Sammy. Oh, God. Oh, well. He would have been filthy.
There'd be a few stories, I reckon, around Melbourne similar to that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. He got run over by his ex-missus.
thanks for that, Dee. Janine in East Keilor. Hi, Janine.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Who did you yell at?
I yelled at Michael Hutchins a very long time ago.
Wow.
Oh, that's
you've kept on to
wow.
that.
Wow.
Yes, so I was at a Kylie Minogue, it was Kylie Minogue's first concert at Cadillac Bar. Mm-hmm. It was a free one. And there was this gentleman standing in front, banging his head, and I couldn't see past him. I tapped him on the shoulder, and as he's turned around, I've gone, crap. That's Michael Hutchins. And I thought, no, I'm going for it. Excuse me, I paid good money to see Kylie and I can't see her.
It was for free.
I went off and he looked at me, nodded his head and took a sidestep so I could see Kylie.
Good on him.
What a legend he was.
Good on him. But didn't you say it was for free?
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
She's had a crack at one of the greatest icons in rock history.
Yeah, but you know what I like about Michael? He would appreciate a live gig, and yet you want to see. I like that he did that kindly. Mm,
good stuff. Thank you, Jasmine. Janine?
TJ in Oakley East. Hi, TJ.
G'day. How are we, guys?
Good,
TJ. Who yelled at you?
So I reckon Steph will like this one quite a bit. So we had one of the footy clinics come in when I was a kid. And as you know, when you're a child playing footy, you reckon you're the best footballer that ever graced the earth. And I was kicking around, and one of the athletes that came out was Jason Akermanis. Yeah, so young Jason was having a kick, and he started calling me big fella. And given I was a particularly large child.
Oh, no.
I did not take kind to the words of Jason Akermanis, and kept saying it, and it was just grinding me gears. And then at one stage, it just turned out, I'm going, Jason, enough. I have thought I'm an absolute god of football here, and so completely disrespected, and it just started ripping into Jason Akermanis.
Oh, did he cop it, TJ?
Yeah, he did. Like, it wasn't like a big in front of everyone. It was just to the side. I was just like, Jason, you got to stop calling me big fella.
Don't worry, Acker got yelled at by his own teammates. So.
Yeah, wasn't always the most popular,
he
was he?
Well done.
Thank you, TJ. Wow. We've got so many
I can
of
understand,
these.
Though. Like, I'd say the same. Hey, big fella. Like, it's just it's actually not, he wouldn't have been meaning to bag him. It would just be a sign of endearment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not
a bad thing. Like, hey, young fella, big fella.
No, but TJ stood his ground.
He did. Well done.
Now, Joe in Fitzroy. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
I, many years ago, worked in a cafe, and 8:30 was always that busy time, and this brash young man with blonde hair pushed his way to the front to order a coffee, to which I said, hey, mate, you need to get to the end of the line. There's other people before you. And someone leant over and whispered into my ear, that's Shane Warne. I don't care.
The king is spin.
I said, I don't care. He can wait like everyone else.
Oh, here we go.
Well said, Joe.
We've had Warne. There's a lot of sports stars that are getting yelled at all over
arrogant
Melbourne.
Bloody sports stars. Where do they get off?
But, Fee, if we go back to where it all started, back to the topic of lawns here with our last caller.
Well, that's right, because Scott Morrison was standing on a man's lawn that had just been seeded, and we've got Kelly in Boronia. Hi, Kelly.
Hey guys, how are we?
Good, Kel.
Yeah, good, Kelly. You lay turf for a living.
Yes, I actually own my own business in laying turf and doing landscaping. And a few weeks ago, I had a client ring me back about a week after I laid their turf, and they said, "Hey, there's all these dimples in the lawn." And I said, "Have you been walking on it?" And he goes, "Oh, a little bit, but not that much." So I walk around. I went around there, and I end up pulling up the turf because it hadn't taken yet, and there's footmarks everywhere. Mm. There's footmarks all over the soil underneath. And I said, "Look, mate, you have been walking on it. It's probably not going to take that great, and you're probably going to go up and down a little bit with your lawnmower."
Be able to help me. I've got dimples all over my bum and my leg.
That's too many talking.
Do you know what I'm glad, though, Kelly? I'm so glad you called, because that you would have been having a crack at the Prime Minister as well. Mm. And I think everybody needs to, and thanks to Kelly, who actually lays turf, take lawn chat more seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Leon and Mike...
It's the most passionate you've been about anything.
Oh, yeah, it's a big issue.
Well, it's amazing. Well, more so, Fev, the effort that's gone in behind the scenes to lawn. So usually we have a segment and there's one opener. Mm. On this occasion, we have two openers for what was this segment of Lawn Chat.
Hey, what's going on? Please get off my lawn.
Wow. I mean, it wasn't really even a chat about lawns.
No, and that's Natalie Imbruglia's Torn. Now, what was the other one we've got too?
Another alternative?
Let's talk about lawns.
How much spare time do they have?
It's definitely Friday.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
James Lake, we love when James gets involved because, guys, it's a serious job being the newsreader, but I guess he also summarises the week that was for us. We should respect that.
Yeah, the backbone of our show in many ways.
That's a pump-up.
We turn to him for news, breaking news. You get all your weather updates from him, Byron. What's going on in the traffic?
Mm. Do you know what he's currently doing now, Fiona?
What?
He's smashing down a Krispy Kreme donut on the couch.
Yes, this bulletin is pre-recorded. James, hope you're enjoying your Krispy Kreme. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, stop eating them.
Good morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Byron Bulletin. Victoria began easing its lockdown on Monday, allowing for the reopening of restaurants, cafes and playgrounds. However, it seems broadcaster Fifi Box may have been a bit too excited.
So I was at a playground yesterday. Should I not have been there?
No.
Oh, dear. Oops.
No, you didn't. There's
so many rules in this ISO.
Well, I thought it was open.
You're such a rebel.
The easing of restrictions also allowed ex-Carlton great Brendan Favola to return to his chosen place of worship.
I get to go pray again.
Oh, that's good news for you.
It is good to know. What denomination are you?
Pardon?
What denomination are you?
I'm 1.0.
What?
Domino.
What?
Do you follow a specific religion?
Yeah. I spread my wings. I just follow every single
just
religion.
Sheep. I'm just a sheep. Big woolly
Someone
sheep.
Someone goes, "Hey, mate, come with me to pray."
A study released this week revealed a list of words you must pronounce correctly if you want to sound educated and intelligent, which may be an issue for broadcaster Fifi Box.
There is a word there that I can't even say. You know the word I can't say? February. Can you say the second month of the year?
February.
No, see, this is the problem, and this might help me.
February.
You've got to say that Feb. It's February. February.
That sounds stupid. If I say that to most of the people down the street, and if you went February, they'd be like, what's wrong with her?
Or they might go, wow, she should be a CEO.
No.
She speaks professionally.
No.
Online payment service PayPal revealed their usage surged to over 3 times their usual amount during lockdown, with isolation shopping sprees becoming the new norm, especially for listener Billy.
I bought 2 things. One was alcohol-induced and one wasn't. The alcohol-induced one was I bought a star up in the sky.
No, Billy.
And I've lost the paperwork, so I don't know what star it is.
Einstein, Edison, Da Vinci, some of the world's greatest inventors, but a new name may be added to that list as local footballer Brendan Favola made an outrageous claim about his very own invention.
You didn't start the photobomb.
I don't want to get in this argument again.
Okay, you believe that back at the
I just said I don't
VFL.
Want to bring it up.
We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
I had my Mighty Ducks hat on, I was standing behind Mick Martin and Wayne Carey, and I photobombed them.
but yeah, everyone have been doing that for years.
No,
everyone jumps behind.
No. Did they say, as they were holding up the Antec Cup Premiership pre-season, and they were like, woo, and I went, photobomb.
Did you say photobomb?
Well, you don't know that, do you?
I know you didn't say photobomb.
Traffic now, and drivers are being urged to avoid Collins Street after a giant sinkhole appeared on the busy Melbourne Road earlier this week, with plenty of theories of why it appeared.
Apparently, we have one of the most elaborate stormwater drain systems in the world beneath Melbourne. It's a hidden underworld.
Boxy, there's a lot of tunnels in a lot of places under Melbourne. There's one at Parliament House. There's a tunnel at the Remand Centre that goes underneath towards a police station, a secret little passage. Do you know that?
No, I don't know that. Is this a joke? I can't tell.
Where are you getting this information?
Spencer Street Station. There's a big tunnel underneath that goes into a secret place.
Why did these... What's that piece of paper you're reading off?
Alpha Bucks.
And in sport, the AFL is preparing for its return next week with some clubs offering interesting tactics to raise money, which comedian Dave Hughes may invest in.
They're auctioning off or they're selling. You can put your name on the back of a jumper.
I'm all in on this too.
I would love for Hughesy to be on the back of Cripps because he'll get a lot of the footy. And you've got lots of cash. So I was wondering if you could get Zach Fisher, who's number 25, and just get Favola written on the back as to...
Just put the pressure on him.
Yeah.
This is what this number used to do, Zach.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Byron, grab the podcast from the Fox app. And as Fifi Box always says...
Doodles.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Get Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
Number one now.